in Washington. In a pre-recorded message to the people attending an event hosted by the Danbury Institute, former President Trump, the presumptive GOP presidential nominee, says it is important that Southern Baptists vote in the upcoming election.
We have to defend religious liberty, free speech, innocent life, and the heritage and tradition that built America into the greatest nation in the history of the world. But now we are, as you know, a declining nation.
Former President Trump slated to give a virtual keynote address to the Life and Liberty Forum hosted by the Danbury Institute. A massive fire broke out at a four-story apartment complex in Miami this morning. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Firefighters are working to extinguish a massive fire at a four-story apartment complex near downtown Miami. First responders received calls about a fire around 8:15 a.m. Monday morning Eastern Time. When Miami police and firefighters arrived, they also found a man with a gunshot wound. He was taken to a hospital in critical condition. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez says the shooting and fire are part of an active investigation and offered few other details. News helicopter footage shows flames rising from the building along with large plumes of smoke. Suarez says two firefighters were taken to the hospital with heat exhaustion and are in stable condition. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A four-day election has shaken the European Union's parliament to its foundations, with hard right parties getting a lot of victories. Sophia Rusek is an analyst at CEPS and told the AP traditional European politicians are not coming up with strong arguments.
The mainstream parties, national parties, are not able to build a solid narrative around why Europe is good.
Pro-European parties remain the biggest in the 27-nation bloc's assembly, but it will be harder to pass laws and do business there for the next 5 years. Environmentalist Greens and pro-business liberal groups suffered heavy defeats. On Wall Street, the Dow was up by about 70 points. This is SRN News. Pastors are weighing in on homosexual marriage.
With June being Pride Month, Lifeway Research decided it would be a good time to poll America's Protestant clergymen about same-sex unions. And the survey reveals that 46% of mainline pastors approve of such marriages versus only 7% of evangelical pastors who do. Lifeway also reports that Methodists, Presbyterians, and Lutherans are the most likely to be supportive of gay marriage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge's order that three attorneys for Southwest Airlines get religious liberty training has been put on hold by a federal appeals court. A panel from the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says the district judge in the case likely exceeded his authority by ordering that training. It's an outgrowth of a case in which a Southwest flight attendant sued the airline and her union after she was fired for sending pro-life materials to a union leader. The airline and union are appealing a court-ordered award. This is SRN News. Investors are cheering after a strong start to the week on Wall Street, as Seth Sutel reports. It was another day and a big leap forward for the markets with more records.
Stocks ticked to more record highs on Wall Street ahead of a week with several top-tier reports on inflation, as well as the Federal Reserve's latest meeting on interest rates. The S&P 500 rose 0.3% Monday, topping the record high it set last week. The Dow rose 69 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite ticked up 0.3%, setting its own all-time high. Energy stocks rose as crude oil prices regained some of the recent losses. A buyout of Diamond Offshore Drilling by rival Noble also helped lift the energy industry. European stocks fell following surprise results in elections for the European Parliament over the weekend. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.47%. Seth Sutel, New York.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.